Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The right fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Kane. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Lapone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Robinson and he is out, Pretty applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pretty moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Kell moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell scores. Wirtz moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a pop-up towards short. Lapone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Kane reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. Carrasquel scores. Kane moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pretty is called out on strikes. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Groth. Baker reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker moves to third. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kane hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baker scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zerniel scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hutchinson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepon bunts towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Hutchinson moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hutchinson scores. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-3 in the game. Rickard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rickard moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rickard scores. Zerniel moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-3 in the game. Massey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zerniel scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Saul Raghavan now pitching. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kane bunts towards the mound. Raghavan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Raghavan. Carrasquel moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Carrasquel moves to third. Kane moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Kane scores. Fox moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry now playing first base. Eddie Lake pinch hits for Saul Raghavan. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lipon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.